Like, look at the ship.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Look at the ship.
Like, double three dragons worth of shit.
Yeah, there's like no hassle at all, like, to like some have this thing.
The question is, how to trade your dragon.
Big Apple, Austin, Keep It Weird, Chi-Town, La La Land, The Bay. My friends are scattered all across the country. Sometimes texting just doesn't cut it.
Fuck texting. Fuck that shit.
Call Mike. That's why once a week I like to call my friends and hear about what's going on in their lives. There's no chance I would be where I am today without my friends. Straight up.
Straight up.
Serious.
This is straight up.
Straight up. It's Catching Up With Friends with Mike.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Dylan, get back to me as fast as you can. I've got the greatest app idea ever, and I don't want anyone to steal it. Basically, it's going to be the Uber of emergencies. So when you get hurt or whatever, you call the Uber of emergencies, which is someone that has like a really fast car, instead of an ambulance, and you actually get to the hospital faster than you would if you had called an ambulance. All right, call me back, man. This is going to be huge. Call me back right now. Call me back yesterday. Hey Dylan, still haven't heard back from you about the app idea, the Uber for emergencies only. I'm not sure if you're out doing some Series A funding or whatever, but I'm just starting to get really concerned. Please just shoot me a text, give me a call back, preferably, and we can talk funding and logistics, but mostly just to know that you're okay. All right, thanks, man. Dylan, I'm really fucking freaked out. Don't know if something's happened to you. I don't know what's going on, but I'm coming down to Austin, so stay put. I'm going to organize a search party, okay? I might be going a little crazy, but I need to know you're okay and you're not getting back to me. And I'm coming down there, so just stay where you are, man. Stay safe. I'll be down there with a search party real soon. I'm going to gather up a bunch of townspeople, and we're going to find you, okay? Stay safe, buddy. I love you. We're going to get you home, Dylan. We're going to get you home.
Hi, this is Maggie, looking at flights from Chicago to Austin.
Yeah, my friend needs me in Austin, and I would love to be there right now, if not yesterday.
Okay. Very good. I get the hint. Do you want to go now? So, let's see, just the one way for now?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm not sure when I'm going to come back.
All right. There's a flight from Chicago to Austin. It's a direct flight. It leaves at 3 p.m. Do you have enough time?
Yeah.
$168.20.
How much?
$168.20.
Oh. Shoot. I really want to help my friend, but is there any cheaper flight, like, tomorrow?
No, I think that's really inexpensive. That's one of the lowest ones I've seen.
Is there a good flight in like a week or so?
Let's see. The fares are still they actually go up to $178 for tomorrow.
You know, maybe I'll just send supplies down to the forming search party and I'll contribute that way. I want to help my friend, but that's a bit above my budget.
Hello, and thank you for calling your local REI co-op here in Lincoln Park.
REI Lincoln Park, this is Ryan. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. I was actually wondering if you guys sell torches.
Torches? As in flashlights and stuff, or?
No, I was thinking more like the torch that like kind of has like self-sustaining fuel on it, like if like townspeople would carry if they were on a search party or.
Right. I don't believe we carry any torches of sorts. Not in the flashlight way.
Is
this
like a flashlight?
No. So, can you clarify what more of a torch?
Yeah, well, maybe just like a one that would So not battery powered, but just more fueled with, I guess, kerosene or gasoline. And it's like self-sustaining for a long period of time, like long enough to look for somebody or...
Okay. Yeah, give me 1 second. Let me put you on hold.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for holding. This is Andy. You looking for a torch, you said?
Yeah, just like ones that, I don't know, would like be self-sustaining in the dark for a long period of time, not battery-powered.
Okay, so not like a headlamp.
No, I was thinking, I mean, that'd be okay too, but I was thinking more along the lines of kind of like those torches people use in like the movies when they're looking for somebody.
So most of the lanterns we have are going to be either fuel powered or battery powered. We might have one that's going to be solar powered, but you can charge it up at home.
Okay. So the ones that's solar powered, so that's not going to have like a flame component?
No. I don't think we'll sell any flame ones. Those are kind of outdated and dangerous. Flame lanterns, carrying fuel and all that, it's kind of a thing of the past. You can still find a fuel lantern, but you'd have to hit up like a vintage store. We won't have any of that in our the modern camping store.
Got
maybe,
it.
Maybe even like a Dick's Sporting Goods or like a Cabela's might have something like that.
Cabela's and Dick's, great.
Thank you for calling Dick's Sporting Goods.
Thank you for contacting Dick's Sporting Goods. My name is Shaquetta. How can I assist you today?
Hi. Yeah, I was told by a man at REI that you guys sell torches.
Okay. Do you have a specific kind that you want, or?
Yeah, one that's provides enough light to light up like a field or somewhere where you're looking in a dark place, but also not too big that it can't be held by one person with their arm raised.
Okay, I understand. And you said REI told you we sell torches?
Yes, they promised.
Okay, they promised. Okay. And they said we have them online?
I think that they didn't specify, but they just said that the one I'm looking for, which is like the type that search parties would have, like where it's like an open flame on some kind of small cauldron, kind of like the Olympic torch, really. So there's an open flame, and it's fueled by some kind of oil or gasoline or whatever, if you have that.
Okay. I'm looking.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And I had to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately, we don't have any torches.
Thank you for calling Petco.com.
Fucking bless you. How can I help you?
Hi. I used to actually live up the street. I've since moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for a dog that I could use as part of a search party. So, like, we'll follow a scent, bark when he finds something of interest, etc.
Okay. With those, you either have to go through in a adoption center and see if you could find something like that, or you're gonna have to train the dog to do just that.
To be a part of the search party.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard. Go on Google, look it up, and see if they're. I know they have them on there. I just don't know exactly where to look for. If you look up, I think it's not even rent. I think you could go through an agency where they do such things. and they have their set prices. I would, if I were you, I would Google it and find that information. Whether it's in Chicago or it's in Texas near the location, that you'll be able to do such a thing.
Okay, yeah, because reliability is really paramount in situations like these where someone's missing and you need to find them. So I don't want him to catch the whiff of butt or whatever sweat of someone else and then send us on a goose chase. So that's kind of the dog I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, just Google it, and then read the reviews of what agency, like how they do things or how accurate the dogs are. I would do, if I were y'all, do that.
Cool, because time is of the essence here. You don't have any dogs in currently?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
No, unfortunately, nowhere in Chicago. Well, not at any pet stores where we don't do that. It's going to be really hard to find a dog like that as well to adopt. It's going to be through adoption. The only thing, if it's a specialized worker, then you're going to have to Google it and find something.
Okay. Do you know of any other animal that has the ability to pick up a scent and find a friend?
They have to be trained, and it's like bloodhounds. Any hound will be able to detect such thing. But again, they have to be trained for that specific thing. If they're not trained, if their nose is not trained to find that, then it's going to be really hard.
So maybe a bird or a hamster or a ferret, there's no chance?
No, not that.
Okay. Because that'd be much easier to transport to Texas, a small, whatever animal like that, I guess. But so it'd be great. Best case scenario, I would get a small animal like that and then ship it to Texas, but that's just not going to be possible, given their physical and mental limitations.
No, you're better off with the dog.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are...
Thank you for calling Home Depot. My name is Ian. How may I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering if you guys sell pitchforks.
I don't believe we do, but let me double check.
Thank you.
We do have two types. But they are, I'm trying to find the size for them.
I mean, if they're small, that's fine. I think we're looking to possibly carry them from a long distance, so that's...
Well, there are two types that we have. We have a 10-tine and a 4-tine.
Okay.
Can you help with anything else?
Yeah, well, I mean, how many of those do you have in stock? We might need a lot.
I only have 7 of the 4, but it might not be 7. It might be like 5, and it says 2 of the 10, but I might not have any of those.
So that's probably not going to be enough for everyone in the search party to have one. But I guess everyone in the search party doesn't traditionally have one when you see those big mobs. All right, well, thank you so much for the help.
No problem.
UPS, sir.
Hi. I had a shipping question.
Sure, what's going on?
I was hoping to ship, like, 7 pitchforks to Austin, Texas.
Like actual pitchforks, like this? Like full size ones?
They're not like a taller than me. They're like maybe 4 feet high.
Okay. So what's the question?
I was hoping to. How much would that cost around? I'm just trying to gauge the. They're like they're like 3 pounds, 4 pounds each.
4 feet high. Probably spending like it could run up to like $200 a piece.
Oh wow! Really?
Oh yeah, for something that tall, yeah, probably around $150-$200.
Oh wow! Okay, so
yeah.
It might even
because you got to think about 4 feet is that's a pretty big item. I mean, what is 4 feet come out of 2 inches?
48.
48. So what's the zip code in Austin? You know, like 75 something.
73301.
All right. So if it fits in our golf box, because they're pretty thin, right? So like a 15, 15, 48 should work.
Yeah, they're thin enough to like carry across a lot.
Be $90 a piece.
Okay, so it'd just be cheaper for the townspeople just to buy them. Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Dylan. I've been scrambling all day trying to organize the search party, the townspeople, what have you. I'd love to personally be there, but I talked to American Airlines, and there are no flights out of Chicago to Austin for weeks. Petco is not helpful at all with any of their bloodhound dogs or any search dogs. REI doesn't even sell torches. And the Home Depot was sold out of pitchforks, or else I would just send them to you at any cost. So I'm really, really sorry, but right now I'm just going to have to send my thoughts and my prayers. We're going to get you home, Dylan. We're going to get you motherfucking home.